a Monday morning finds us on the golf course. We are at Solitude Links, where the Veterans Golf Outing is happening today. And we've been talking about equine therapy. Let's talk about dog therapy as well, canine therapy. Joining us right now from Brockdorf Labradors, Lori Brockdorf. Lori, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's nice to be here.
Appreciate you joining us. And Ace is with us, too. Tell us about Ace.
Ace is that dog that you can do anything with. He's got hunt titles. He's got obedience titles. He is a therapy dog, and he's just a fun all-around family dog, and we thought it'd be fun to make more of them. So,
yeah, and so that's what you do out at your place. Let's talk about what therapy dogs do and the important role that they play.
Number one, they relieve stress wherever the situation is. They'll relieve the stress. We go to funerals, and we go to hospitals and nursing homes, and we also partner with emergency management, so if there's an incident in our county, we are part of the process of healing that, and we'll bring the dogs in.
What goes into training a dog to be a therapy dog? Because not every dog can be a therapy dog.
That's true. They have to be really even-tempered, so we're looking at dogs that are not aggressive at all towards people or other dogs. Once they're a year old, you can test them. And it's a basic obedience test, but the number one thing is aggressive. If they're not aggressive, any dog can be a therapy dog.
And you take them to all different kinds of places, nursing homes, emergency situations. They're great with kids, too, aren't they?
They are. We partner with Department of Human Services in Child Protective Services. We'll go in, and when they pull a child out of a home, Ace and I will go and wait for foster care to show up. So it's usually about an hour or so, and it's amazing not only the kids are calmed down, but the workers who have gone through all this stress of getting these kids taken care of, the workers calm down, and they just, oh, okay, the therapy dogs are here. We're good.
And certainly with veterans that are suffering with PTSD and, you know, that have, you know, experienced trauma, they can be helpful with them too, can't they?
Yes, they're great at relieving any kind of stress, and I believe the Labradors specifically, their temperament is outstanding. Golden Retrievers' temperaments are outstanding. And Labs have been the number one dogs in the AKC for more than 22 years now. Number one registered dog. And we seem to think we can make better ones at the Brockdorf, so we keep striving to make better and better ones.
Well, certainly you've got have Ace here, and on your card you've got pictures of a couple of other dogs that use as therapy dogs.
Yes, him and Cosmo are my main dogs. They're confirmation or breed standard dogs. They both are therapy dogs, and they've produced Pearl, who's now three, and she's also a therapy dog. So she's actually pregnant and is due September 1st if she waits that long. I think she's got lots of puppies, so.
What goes into training a therapy dog? What is the training process all about?
It's basic obedience. You want them on a leash, on a loose leash, so that you can take them into a crowd and they're comfortable. So anytime you can take your dog to like Tractor Supply Store or anywhere where it's different, it's great to desensitize those dogs as much as you can.
If there's somebody that has a dog that they think might fit that bill, might be able to be trained as a therapy dog, what do they need to do?
They can contact us. There's a Blue Water Pet Therapy Club that I belong to, a great group of people that are really helpful getting you ready and started. And there's even a lady there that tests the dogs. I belong to Love on a Leash, and you can go to that website, loveonaleash.org, I believe it is. And they have an application on there, and it walks you through what to do.
Why did you want to be out here for the Veterans Golf Outing today?
Well, we always support the veterans, and we're lucky enough to have Nancy Deesing at our county. And she's always looking out for her veterans, and she asked me about it. And I said, well, sure, I'll come put a sign about my Labradors, because I think they're a great fit for any family, veterans included. And she says, well, why don't you go talk to Paul Miller?
And here we are.
And here we are.
All right, very good. Well, have fun out here today. Glad that Ace is here. What a beautiful dog, and such a good boy. He's a good boy.
Thank you. We're going to bring my one-year-old and him back out here when the event winds down at about 2 o'clock. And so we'll have a couple therapy dogs for the veterans to look at and play with. Yeah.
Well, Lori, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Lori Brockdorf with us on WPHM from Brockdorf Labradors. It is 7:47.